Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You can't see it, but I was doing my very best Trump shuffle over here to that music.
And it was amazing.
Hey, 11 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday about this time. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, the city of Gulf Breeze did get a letter from FDOT, as many other cities have done, regarding their crosswalks and the painted crosswalks. The city installed these multi-use paths to make the city more pedestrian-friendly, more walkable, easy for kids to ride their bicycles. But sometimes those paths have to cross a city street, such as Shoreline Drive. And so they painted the area that they are supposed to walk in as a message to the cars that are traveling, hey, this is a crosswalk, and also for the pedestrians to realize this is where I'm supposed to walk. And those have now been called into question. The city got a letter from FDOT telling them that they had until Thursday, today, or next Thursday, the 4th, to remove them, or the FDOT was going to come remove them, and it was going to be done at the city's expense. But the kicker in all this is that the city's paintings do conform
right.
to the traffic manual. And so they don't know what to repaint them with if they already meet the letter of the law. And in fact, the city of Gulf Breeze has said they will do whatever the FDOT tells them to do. We reached out to FDOT and we were given a form letter
yep.
that did not even pertain to Gulf Breeze. It pertained to or the crosswalk of Orange Avenue being a memorial. So I think they're just sending out a letter to everyone that sort of assumes that everyone has a something like
an objection or a question or yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of waiting to see what happens, but it's just kind of strange that this one does actually conform
yeah.
to what they want you to do. So if you repaint it, what are you supposed to repaint it to?
I think that's actually kind of the brilliant part of what Mayor Reeves has done here is that by having FDOT do it, well, they can't complain about the end result. So, Gulf Breeze, maybe the answer is, well, you guys can do it if it needs, but it doesn't need to be changed because mm-hmm. it was right in the first place. We did it with your green. Yeah, I think that's just, it's an amazing story. And, I particularly love the way Sam Abel put that letter together. We also had a bear got shot in Navarre. Is that right?
Yes. The bear hunt does not include these easternmost panhandle counties. So Escambia, Santa Rosa, those counties are not included, and some other counties not included. But there was a bear found deceased in Navarre, and it was killed by a gunshot wound. And they are looking for whoever did it, any information they have about it. They are asking for people to give that. And it is sad because, we do have a lot of bears. We have very relatively few bear encounters with people that are dangerous. And even the ones that we have had, most of the people admit that, well, maybe I got into the bear's face. It was, maybe I threatened the bear inadvertently. So it is something that we do coexist with these bears, but we don't want to see anyone shooting them. And FDOBC is going to take that seriously.
You guys also have a story about this seminar. I think you promoted it to us last week, but it's good to remind people that it's tonight, the Keeping Kids Safe Online.
Yes, it is tonight in Gulf Breeze at the Community Life Center. Community Life Church down at Soundside Drive. Melanie Cormody, who is our managing editor, she actually attended the one in Melton on Tuesday night so that she could know more about it.
Got it.
And it was very scary. She said she sat there with her mouth agape learning about all of the dangers. And unfortunately, tonight is also the middle school open house. So a lot of the things that happen and pertain to these children does occur in middle school.
Right.
And so it is important that we are going to have an article about it in our next week's issue. But some of this is some information you just don't really want to know,
yeah.
But you must, because it is so dangerous if you want to learn how to protect your children. There's so many scams going around and so many predators out there. It just is amazing. It's just
horrifying.
Amazing.
It really is.
One of the best things you can do is prevent your children from getting a cell phone with internet access until they are around 16 years old.
Couldn't agree more. And social media. No social media. Never. Not at all. Yeah. You may not win, but your odds go up. You know, your odds go up. You got a good story about the beekeepers talking to the Gulf Breeze Historical Society. I've heard some of these presentations myself. They're great. The Will Do is accepting grant applications. Splash Magazine. You got a local breast cancer survivor with a podcast. I mean, the paper is so full all the time of all kinds of interesting stuff. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out every Thursday. You and Melody and your other folks do such a great job. Lisa, thank you for joining us today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, and I really hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with an accident that happened on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Traffic is backed up well past Johnson Avenue and the hospital. So be aware of that. You might want to take an alternate route. Also, I-10 eastbound, still seeing some backups due through that construction zone as you approach Highway 29. That's about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Speaking of traffic, have you driven I-10 by the 29 interchange recently at all?
No, I haven't.
Have you gone over that way? See, I'm teaching one of my boys how to drive, and so we're taking him out on the highway, you know, learn how to do on the interstate. And, man, that construction is coming along. The widening of I-10 is really coming along. And what they've done now is, they've removed like 90% of the tree barrier between the interstate and on the south side of I-10. There's all those subdivisions that back up, like north of West Florida High School.
Mm-hmm.
All those subdivisions back up against there. And they've basically gone from being like, 8 to 10 trees deep to being one tree deep, and I'm sure they're putting up a wall because they're putting up wall framing segments all over. So the ongoing beautification, if you like the effect of I-10 east of Davis, where you have that wonderful
wall,
pea yellow wall. Did you?
I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let you.
It looks like diluted pea, man. It's terrible. You want to talk about design standards and safety colors. It's urine number 4. I mean, it's just...
Is that official
so
DOT colors?
Well, it's probably urine number 5. I'm probably not correct. Yeah, it's just so gross looking, and but that's what we get. Yay! And in the process, a redesigned, US 29 interchange that's still in the end will not be right.
No.
But it will be better than the
what we have.
Oh my God, who came up with this nonsense to begin with? So that's coming. The construction there is really going on. If you ever wonder what's going to actually happen there, it's actually kind of simple. You almost have to look at it on a Google map to get what they're doing. But right now, the eastbound and westbound lanes going at I-29 bubble out, so it looks like an I basically. As the roads go above and below the middle center bubble. That's why when you're driving at it, you have to either go right. Well, you have to go right, okay, in both directions. And you see the trees. Well, the trees are all gone, or almost all gone, and they're straightening it out. So the roads are going to go east and west through there. And then the rest of the interchange is, it's going to be roughly like Pine Forest or Avalon, roughly. It's not awesome, but it's better than it was. I guess. 8:19 on News Radio. It seems like we're not quite getting the full ideal of what we'd want for $250 million, but okay. I mean, it'll be better. So that's something. 8:20 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you want to drive through that intersection on your next vehicle.
Good job.
Thank you. You can go to Frontier. Trust me, you'll get your car before they get that work done. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Fantastic selection, good quality cars. Seriously, great quality cars. Cars that are a year to 3-4 years young, low miles, 10 to maybe 30, 40,000 miles. And they get that you don't like this process, and so they try to make it easy. Low pressure, no pressure, just, hey, come, you want to look at a car? The cars are open. You want to drive a car? Here's the keys. That easy. You don't have to get in a big, long conversation. You don't have to make friends and share kids' photos or anything. Just, you know, if you want to look at a price, look at a price. If you don't want to look at a price, fine. No big deal. But it's a great opportunity to really learn what's out there. And if they have what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, tell them to go look for it. Because Frontier's fantastic. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in today at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you silver? Away!
That's the other song by Flock of Seagulls that you never hear.
Never.
You don't know this song?
It's been a long time.
Oh, such a good one. It's all hair day today. It's all hair and what was the thing called? I had somebody text in the keytar. Is the keyboard shaped like a guitar?
Yes.
All right, there you go. 823 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump ordering flags at half-staff to honor the victims of yesterday's school shooting in Minneapolis, where a gunman opened fire, killed two children, and injured 17 others. The order lasts through sunset on Sunday. Amtrak rolling out a high-speed rail today. The next-gen Acela will replace the existing Acela trains. It runs from Boston to Washington, D.C. at 160 miles an hour.
Did you just say Boston?
Boston.
All right, go on. Well done.
Andrew, the world's most accurate weather prognosticator is out with a new winter forecast. No, not the groundhog. He's still hibernating or something. The Old Farmer's Almanac. They're taking a look at what kind of winter to expect in Florida. The 2026 Almanac was released this week, and they're forecasting a winter that they say will be cooler and wetter than normal. And, of course, the Old Farmer's Almanac has been making their predictions since 1792, way before groundhogs got into the weather game.
Well, A, colder and wetter to me means potential for snow and ice.
Yeah. Okay. Did they predict the 10 inches we got?
I would never say it can't happen again. I mean, that's right. For sure.
Second, is it only old farmers who produce the Almanac? You keep saying old.
Right.
Well, there's no young farmers, except for Ryan Jenkins.
No, you said what you said. No, you said what you said. All I want to know is, did the Farmer's Almanac give us a 15% chance of rain Saturday and Sunday last weekend?
Well, I don't have that data.
I'm sitting here with 3 inches of rain in my boat thinking, the what now? 15%?
Yeah.
You know, as we're being chased by a storm across the Sound. All right, David, thanks. And also, on both days. I mean, both days, it was the same thing.
And it came out of nowhere, too.
Oh, it did. Absolutely, it did. Which is, you know, well, Andrew, 15% does not mean light rain. It means there's a 15% chance of all hell could break loose. Okay, but, you know, just tell me you don't know.
I feel your pain on that one. I was out at the grill when it came out. And the rain just started. I'm like, oh, no!
Gonna have to light that fire again. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fire. You're still laughing at the urine number four, aren't you?
Right.
What did somebody, we got a text in, somebody said, I prefer trees to pee-pee walls.
But you're never going to drive past it again and not think.
And not think, well, that is like that color. Walls. Dang it. Oh.
Thanks, Andrew, again.
Well, it's lemon lime Gatorade. If you prefer to think of it that way. It's not. Oh, we're talking about the FDOT installed decorative panels that are all along. And you know they've got some of them on Highway 98, too. There's one neighborhood on Highway 98 that rated the decorative sound dampening panels in urine number four as that's the official color. I mean, I guess I don't think it probably is, but it could be. You never know.
It could
be. Anyway, go ahead, John. Tell them about the traffic.
All right. So we're still dealing with some traffic on Davis Highway going southbound toward Olive Road due to an earlier accident that's got traffic backed up just a little bit. But if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, especially through the Highway 29 interchange, we're seeing some delays there. Traffic is slow, but it is moving. Expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I know for a fact there's at least one person listening who's saying, just for the love of God, stop saying urine. I know. I feel your pain. I understand.
HR's coming in now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not the first time. That file's thick. Yes. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get good advice. You want people who really understand the market. And not just in the general, but like they make deals all the time. So they really know that's the price people are paying. That's not a price people are paying. Or, you know, that's a change you're going to have to make when they say you got to get a new water heater. Yeah, you got to get a new. Or, no, you don't have to. They know exactly what's going on because they sell so many homes. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 165 homes sold last year, 175 the year before that, plus 200. I mean, very, very consistently, 3, 3.5, 4 every single week, week after week. And that experience is something you just cannot get any other way other than by talking to people who really have it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, 828 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Did you see the story? This is maybe a couple days old, but the story about Southwest Airlines and their new plus-size passengers.
Yes.
By the way, you know what their official phrase is? Did you happen to see this?
No.
Passengers of size. I guess you just can't say fat people. Do we know what it means?
That's what it...
Say obese. No, obese is mean. Say fat. Say plus size. I don't... Whatever. An airplane seat is a limited dimensional resource. And if you are surplusage on the measurements, you know, you've had too much cornbread and cabbage in your day. I don't know what
Oh, that sounds good.
I know. Okay. You got to buy an extra seat. Although, look, I read their rules. I don't really understand their rules. It seems like you have to now buy an extra seat. You may be eligible to get a complimentary.
Yeah.
You can be complimentary if nobody winds up sitting next to you. They'll give you a little placard that says, please don't sit here. I'm too fat. I had to buy an extra seat or something. I may be paraphrasing. I don't know. But by the way, they have a rule that you can't buy two. Why would they prevent people from buying a seat?
That's interesting.
They're getting money for nothing. It's like Dire Straits is singing the ad. Like, they're literally paying you for air travel, right?
Exactly.
Why would you turn that away? It seems like that would be something, if people are wealthy enough or can afford to buy, you know, because what the idea is, if there's three seats, you want to sit in the middle, but you're big, you know, they don't want you to buy both seats. Why? And plus, now you got to pay for bags. What is Southwest even Southwest anymore?
No. Trust me.
Yeah, it's...
The reserve seating is going to kick into effect in January, and I'm like, what?
I loved Southwest as long as they have been in business. I know the people who don't like it, and that's fine. I love the kind of jokety, irreverent humor, the real people, you know, instead of the stiffs at most airlines that are the stewards or stewardesses, you know, flight attendants, sorry. I loved the relaxed atmosphere, all of it, and it seems like everything is now different. And I would gladly have a fee for the flight and just have bags included.
Right.
It's fine. You know, instead of having to figure out if I'm going to get, you know, taxed at the airport for having to pack or whatever.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. All faiths invited to the Twin Cities Cathedral and Basilica today to pray for the 19 people shot down at Annunciation Catholic Church and School and to sign crosses set up for the two children killed. The young trans shooter had scrawled "For the Children" and "Where's Your God" on the magazine. Fox's Christina Coleman.
The shooter was named Robert at birth, but that later changed when he was 17 years old. Court records show Robert Westman was granted a name change to Robin in 2020, with the court writing, quote, "minor child identifies as a female."
Being investigated as a hate crime. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser praising President Trump's federal law enforcement surge, with carjacking down 87%. But Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker warns National Guard troops to Chicago will be met with a response. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine. Beautiful, beautiful morning here. 71 degrees in Pensacola. Well, manslaughter charges against three Crestview police officers were dismissed Tuesday in connection with the 2021 death of Calvin Wilkes Jr. Officers Brandon Hardaway, William Johns, and Evan Reynolds have been indicted by a Okaloosa grand jury. In June of 2022, those charges were now dismissed. Following the dismissal, they returned to work in September. Initially, they'll be on administrative duty while the department conducts an internal review. The state attorney's office says additional evidence raised serious questions about the cause of Wilkes' death. A notable former prisoner at FPC Pensacola will be back on TV soon. Todd and Julie Chrisley have apparently landed another reality show. The Chrisleys, Back to Reality, is set to premiere on Labor Day, September 1st, on Lifetime. The show picks up with both Todd and Julie still in federal prison. The series then follows their eventual pardons by President Trump and their return home to Tennessee. It's being produced by the team behind The Challenge and Vanderpump Villa. Savannah and Chase Chrisley also serve as executive producers. The city of Milton inviting residents to get involved by serving in key city boards. There's vacancies on two boards. First, the Board of Adjustment has one vacancy and four terms expiring in September. That board reviews zoning requests and variances. The Historic Preservation Board has two terms expiring in September as well. That board works to preserve Milton's historic buildings and neighborhoods. If you're interested, contact the city's public information office. The Boot Store in Escambia County looking for help identifying three people that they say stole over $1,000 in merchandise. Happened yesterday when the suspects reportedly entered the store and shopped around looking like regular customers, but were hiding tools in their pockets that they used to cut security tags off of boots. Store management says they put the boots right on their feet and walked out the door. Employees didn't know they were missing until they closed later that day.
Honestly, I would love for them to come back in and bring the boots back and explain why they did it. And of course, pay for them if they're willing to. If not, then they'll end up in jail.
And that's assistant manager Heather DeSicaro, who talked to Channel 3. The store now plans to double down on security and put extra tags into their merchandise. Well, veterans that need help with benefits have a new option.
The Escambia County Veterans Services Office is providing assistance at no charge to veterans looking to receive free benefits. Well, they're now available. No appointments required. Call 850-595-2409, or you can visit VSO at myescambia.com. Or if you want to do it in person, here's the address: 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Ashley Moody condemning the attack in Minnesota, the shooting in Minnesota. She's calling it a vile attack. Senator Moody released a statement yesterday after the deadly school shooting where two kids were killed. Moody wrote on X, "Her heart breaks for the children and the families of Annunciation Catholic School." She says she's praying for healing and strength for everyone who was impacted. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back rolling accident-free, but not delay-free right now. We're seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Also, Davis Highway southbound headed toward Olive Road is starting to clear up a little bit, but traffic is still backed up to the hospital, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures starting off in the 60s, getting into the 80s and eventually the 90s for your afternoon high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. Going into Saturday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 71 and sunshine across the area. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now today. Our markets, no big changes here right at the opening bell. The Dow is down 26 and 3/4 points at 45,538. S&P down 5 points, 64.86. The NASDAQ, the biggest mover, it's up 59 points at 21,654, 588 right now. Taking a look at the 10-year bond rate, no change, 4.238% today. Gold price is up 1340 at 3462 even. Silver is up 46 cents at 39.18. And looking at crypto today, Bitcoin up 931, almost 932 at 112,978. Ethereum up 25 bucks, Solana's up 8 bucks, and Dogecoin up by a fraction of a penny today. Well, fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing for unemployment last week. The Labor Department says they received 229,000 initial filings for the week that ended August 23rd. That's about 5,000 less than the previous week's revised total. WhatsApp rolling out a new AI feature helping users with writing. Writing Help lets users get AI-generated suggestions that rewrite messages in reportedly a more professional, funny, or supportive way. The AI can also rephrase a message to change its tone. The new Writing Help feature is an effort to steer users away from ChatGPT to WhatsApp's own in-house technology. Google warning 2.5 billion Gmail users. They need to change their passwords. They say there's been a significant amount of successful intrusions by hackers. The tech giant put out a warning this week advising Gmail users to be on high alert for suspicious activity and to add extra security measures like two-factor authentication. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th?
It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I literally just thought of this one, so I hope it works.
I hope it will.
It's making me smirk a lot. Meg, on my smirkometer, what am I at?
You're at about a 12.
A 12? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on a 43 scale.
Oh, I did because I saw it just appear.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, oh, no.
He has kind of a neutral face, our host. And then when he comes up with a good, frivolous topic, he gets this glint in his eye. His corners of his mouth start turning up, and he gets that little smirk going.
See, I'm sitting over here thinking, I'm a 12, but in hexadecimal, it's a 10. Okay, so anyway, it's
smart guy.
It's not. It's actually not a 10. Okay, so it's like an F or something. Okay, so so off topic. Tell me something you bought, a little bit unusual. Okay, it's got to be not the standard. But tell me something you bought that you're really satisfied with. Some product that you picked up that, like, worked like you thought it would, or even better. Mine are all food related. And I see the easy version of this is tell me something you bought that didn't turn out as good as it. You know, like, this doesn't work. That's not worth it. Whatever. But tell me something you bought that you really said. This is share the joy moment. I tried to come up with something a little bit lighter today because it had so much horrible news today. 437-1620. You guys are both searching with your eyes, which is really worries me that nobody's going to be able to answer this question. And two texts later, we'll be done. That's fine. Okay, John, tell me something you bought that you're really satisfied with.
I want to say the Pampered Chef can opener.
Okay. Why? Anything about it that particularly?
It's just the easiest thing, and other people can't figure it out.
Yeah, can openers are tricky.
Right.
Yeah, they often don't work. But I thought you were going to say your Challenger, but, you know.
Well, that's another story. We'll talk about it later.
Challenger, it drives at 24 miles an hour.
Hey, that's below the speed limit.
It is, and it's no way to drive a Challenger.
I know.
All right. he's got this, like, 500-horsepower car, and he drives it like it's a Prius.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Meg.
Oh, you want me to save you now?
Yeah, what's your, tell me something that you bought that you're really satisfied with. 437-1620, 437-1620. Go ahead, Meg.
I was going to go with something else, but then when you start talking about cars, I just bought a new car this year.
Oh, all right.
And you know what? It was the first time in my life that I actually bought a new car.
Oh, wow.
I've always gotten like a used.
And you're really satisfied?
I love it. Yeah,
that's
it's
great.
Red and black.
What'd you buy?
A Nissan Sentra.
Oh, okay.
Nissan Altima.
Okay.
2025.
All right, fair
enough. I'm so excited. Right. I just love this couture. I know. Thank you,
house
Sandy
party.
Sansing Nissan.
At the age of 34, Meg finally bought a new car.
I know.
Okay, you just made up for a whole lot of stuff.
Well, it's, we're
now
a certain age in our head, and
yes.
You're very young in the head. You know, we're all very young in the head.
Very.
Touched in the head, whatever the case may be. Okay, so I actually was thinking about this, and again, they all tend to be food-related because that's my jam. I suppose some people would be like, oh, I got this great weed whacker, and I'd be like, but you had to buy a weed whacker. I actually have three. I'll give you one to start. One of my most useful things I ever bought was a pasta maker. Like, not the kind that makes the dough for you, but it's an Italian. I found it at some garage sale somewhere where you can press the dough down
ravioli.
Into the sheets, and then you can cut it into either fettuccine or angel hair, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crank-style metal one that, you know, I don't remember the brand. You'd never heard of it anyway, but that was, like, the best $4 I ever spent. And I have used that hundreds of times to make homemade pasta, which is so yummy.
It's so good.
And you don't bring any in. You say it's yummy, but I'm like, I've never tasted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm, me neither.
437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on 98 westbound headed toward the Garcon Point Bridge, you experience about a 9 to 11 minute delay in that construction zone. But once you get past it, you're good to go. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We do look good.
We do.
Oh, you meant collectively on the roads.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whichever. Hey, if you need to get any kind of video production done for any reason, it's usually social media. You know, you're trying to put something on the gram. I hate myself instantly for saying that.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to make a TikTok. I also hate myself for saying it. But, you know, you're trying to produce some kind of video content. You want to show your customers or potential customers what your restaurant's like, what your business is like, what the subdivision you're making looks like, what your people are like in your business. You're trying to sell a house, trying to sell a boat, trying to sell a car. I mean, people do video for all kinds of reasons. You have a meeting you want to do. You want an event you want to, you know, promote or record. You want to get a record of your house inside and out. Pelican Drones. Pelican Drones is amazing. I've been, you know, Chris Ton is just fantastic. I've been friends with him for years, and they do all this stuff. I mean, literally all this stuff. And what's nice about it is you can buy them by the hour, buy them by the half day, buy them by the day, and then when they're done, you own whatever they produce. And they can package it for you. They can let you package it, whatever you want to do. But the point is they can make some amazing things. They work with Netflix, HGTV, you know, Visit Alabama, FDOT, Portofino, and they're based right here. Right here in Pensacola. So for any video production or drone-based footage that you need, pelicandrones.com. All right, back to the question of the day, which is tell me something that you've bought that turned out to be great or better than you expected that you're really satisfied with. John, yes?
No. I was...
Oh, you're Jordan waving at somebody
waving at
that
me.
I can't see?
That's right. Cool. I'm facing
right.
This way.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Oh, my gosh. Look at all these texts. Somebody says, oh, my house. Oh, Davis, our old producer, Davis.
Nice.
The house. That's nice.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I love our house, too. We built a house with Adams Homes, and we love our house. Tankless hot water heater. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Oh.
That's a Peden special right now. They're doing tankless water heaters, $1,000 off, so that's pretty good for this month. Let's see. I don't know that they bought a Peden, but, I mean, you know, that's the product. Hexclad pots and pans. Are those the enamel-coated cast iron? I'm not sure, but I'm guessing. This is my ignorance. Somebody says, my first suppressor. Aw. You'd call it a silencer, but a suppressor for a gun, you know, is something that you buy to cut down on the ear damage and, you know, not sound, obviously. I've bought two more since, and so it's so nice not needing hearing protection, which is most. Well, isn't that what criminals buy? No, it's what people who don't want to destroy their ears buy, among other things. Let's see. My Jeep Renegade. The backup camera has really come in handy. I love it. Oh, there you go. Another car purchase. I didn't buy, but my son gave me a high-speed hand blower for Christmas. It works great and saves money on canned air for cleaning electronics. Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Interesting. Yeah, the little squirt cans are so, like, inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Need another can. People who actually clean this up. Let's see. Cafe Bustelo Coffee?
Yes, I know what they're talking about.
Is it good?
Yes,
they
very
say
good.
It's inexpensive and very good.
It's very good.
Okay, is that the yellow
yes.
package?
Okay, yellow package.
I actually, how would I know that? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Somebody sent me a picture of a... Oh, this makes me angry.
Uh-oh.
This person, Amir, who's a friend, sent me a picture of... it's a chicken shredder. What it is when you've cooked chicken or pork or any kind of meat, it's a device that has two halves. Each half has like a little Iron Maiden plastic spikes in it. And when you put the halves together over the piece of meat, you then twist each half the opposite direction and it shreds the meat for you.
So you don't slice it.
Well, you could make barbecue with that.
Yeah, that's
barbecue,
right. You don't slice it,
salad.
John, because you want pulled pork.
I want
right?
my sliced
pulled chicken.
Pork.
And what's that, Meg?
I was just going to say, would it be for barbecue, chicken
yeah,
salad?
Yeah, that's exactly it, because
like
it's often too hot, and by the time it's cool enough to handle, then it's no longer good to eat. I mean, all those problems, right? And the reason I'm angry about this is because I had a chance to buy several of these at the bargain bin stores we visited in South Carolina recently, and I put them all back thinking I would probably buy that and never use it. I have regretted the decision ever since.
Oh,
and so this person is just adding
road
pain
trip.
To my pain. All right. I mean, you can get them anywhere, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll get one now. But anyway, let's see. My cobalt battery-powered blower and weed eater. They're amazing. Had them 5 years, and they still work perfectly. Anything with... I don't always read the whole text before I read it,
right.
But this time I did. He says, all of my appliances in urine color number 5.
Oh, gee.
This That's is for all the thought. People who just didn't want to hear us say the word urine again, they said. That's funny. You're my people. You are my people.
We got a comedian in our midst.
That's a throwback comment. Listen to the podcast. I also bought a brand new car this year, Nissan Altima. Absolutely love, love, love it too. I've put it off for years, but Amazon Prime. Oh, interesting. Okay. Services would count. Anything you bought that you're satisfied with. Let's see. Every time I buy a Ghost energy drink. Oh, my boys like those Ghost energy drinks. I've never had an energy drink in my life, and I'll die never having one. Let's see. My pen battle reels. What is that? I don't know what that means. That's all right. Fine. All types. Infrared attachment for the phone that lets you take thermal pictures. Great for spotting air conditioning leaks around exterior doors for inspections.
Wow.
All right. 437-1620, that was Don. Jim says, I bought a dolly in the early 90s for $8. I was moving and the rent on one was $8. I've put no flat tires on it and it's still good 30 years later. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see. I will tell you, when I've worked at places, and I know we have one here, like that have the little, not a flat dolly that sits on the ground like a four-wheeler, but a two-wheeler. Those are super useful, especially if you ever move.
Oh, for sure.
If you don't own one, just rent one, steal one, buy one, I don't know, borrow one, whatever. That's super useful. Ice cream scoop with liquid in the handle that keeps the ice cream from sticking to the scoop.
Yes.
Found it at a thrift store. This is the first time this person's ever texted the show. I love it. I love when people are new participators. That's fantastic. Let's see. Good sunglasses. Very lightweight and good and polarized. Better than other. I'm a cheap sunglasses kid. That should be its own topic sometime. And they're never great, but if I lose them or break them, it doesn't matter. Let's see. Also, very upgraded to a standing seam metal roof from Quality Roofing. Oh, new advertiser. Great. Mm-hmm. Way better than the shingle roof I had before. Somebody says, I recently purchased a cordless shark vacuum for quick dog hair pickup, and it was a big blessing. Somebody says, my dog. Aw.
Aw.
All right. Oh, and Amir followed up with me and says, don't be angry at me. A pineapple core slicer. Interesting. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Oh, I'm not doing that one again. Somebody's now they're trying to get me on the coloring jokes. Let's see. Don't have that one. Okay. Oh, I will say the one that I was going to say, I do have a couple of these. Again, the question of the day was things you purchase that you're really satisfied with. For me, I never, and this is not a you can get one any kind, it'll be fine. I, for years and years and years, diced garlic by hand with a knife because every garlic press I ever tried in my entire life was terrible. They always were 100% of the time, and I had tried like 10 of them. And if on a lark, I found a cheap one at Burlington. And it works like a champ. Oh, man, I love it so much. It saves me so much time. and I cook a lot, obviously. The other one is another food-related one. But you know those potato choppers, vegetable choppers, where it's a... And I'm trying not to gesture, because if I gesture, Meg and John will understand. But if I don't gesture, I have to talk it through in a way that they have to show me they understand anyway, where it's the several pieces, and then it can... You press down on it. The ones I like are... They're kind of a white poly... plastic base or, you know, composite or something. And then it's the metal choppers go inside and they're green. They have a green metal chopper. They're fantastic. I have used so many different versions of this, and that's how I make french fries at home. That's how I chop onions at home. That's all these things. It's super useful. All right, we're out of time. 437-1620. I just can go on. But I'm not a gadget guy like in the kitchen because they take up space.
It sounds like you are, actually.
It really does.
I know, compared, and that's why I'm trying to tell
compared
you.
Compared to what?
And I've got the French press for the coffee. And
oh,
I've
yeah,
got the,
yeah, you're
I'm
a gadget
you're
guy.
You're a gadget guy. Yes. Get over yourself.
Yes, go ahead and
I'm
admit
not
it.
A gadget
yes,
guy.
You are.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you are.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers.
In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not.
By the way, my dad, who's listening in Denver, hey, Dad, says, I love you, son. You're not a gadget guy.
Well, it just sounds like it. Now, I know with cars he isn't. Yeah, you know,
no, that's we'll right. That you know one. Me. I'd turn all that nonsense off. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives-ish.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. The only delays I'm seeing on the big board, if you're on 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge through that construction zone, you can experience about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So you know how every year Gulf Breeze High, they paint their parking spaces? I think they do it in Navarre, too, if I'm not mistaken. There may be. If, you know what? Honestly, if there are other high schools in the area that do this, I'd love to hear about it because I don't know.
I know Milton doesn't.
They don't. Okay.
No.
I think every high school ought to do
they
it.
They should.
It's
I
a
mean,
great
it,
fundraiser. They it, pay for the privilege. They pay
personality.
To rent the space.
I love that. I think it's great.
Oh, and the kids love it.
They
yes.
love it. Parents and, get involved.
Yes.
I just think it's great.
And
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to paint your space, then don't paint your space.
No big deal.
You know,
right.
I mean, make sure that it's up to FDOT design standards.
Well, the colors.
The approved colors. Good Lord.
Number five.
Anyway, this was so bizarre to me. Can I just say this? A lot of times, administrators and, you know, education professionals, they generally try to do the right thing. They really do. But sometimes they just don't know the rules. And because they don't know the rules, they impose inadequate or inappropriate restrictions. There's a story out of New York where a high school girl wanted to put basically Bible verses on her, you know, on her parking space that they paint, and a couple of designs featuring crosses. And the design was rejected by the school officials because they thought it would violate the establishment clause.
Sounds like a HOA.
Good Lord. No, it's exactly the kind of thing that you can allow because it's student speech, mm-hmm. not school speech. And ultimately they got told that, but I mean, really, how ignorant of the law do you have to be to think that a kid, painting, like they can have all kinds of speech for politics and sports and all this other stuff, but they just can't mention the Bible on there? Yes, they can. Yes, they really can. Yeah. And thank goodness they finally, they finally realized that. And sometimes what you'd have to do, you just have to kind of stand up and say, no, you're wrong about that, because they really just don't know what they're doing, especially in religion. And I get it can be difficult. It can be difficult to know. But it's just sad that, educators, this is a constant problem, is educators have false notions about what they can and also what they can't restrict when it comes to speech and religion. Meg's up next. That's a good show, Meg.